This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
South Dakota Senate Taxation Committee will come to order. First, I want to welcome everybody that's here in the committee and everybody's here as guests. And I want to welcome everybody that is on the internet listening to the committee. I would like to just remind you to have your cell phones off and your other devices not off, but just so I can't hear them, because it really irritates me. And there's no penalty other than like this stare, vicious stare or whatever. We don't have a penalty for that. And I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Russell?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Frerichs? Colbeck?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Quorum is present. If there are no questions on the minutes from the last meeting, and if everybody has read the minutes, Chair will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
I'd make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Senator Colbeck, second by Senator Russell. Proof of the minutes from the last meeting. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I want to remind the testifiers to all sign in. And if you are with an association or some other type of organization where you, for whom you speak, please have your badge and visible. If there are handouts, the pages can give the handouts. Just give them to the pages. They'll do the work for you. And with that, it's a sad day because this is the last day for these pages, and it was a good bunch. So kudos to you people. They're smart and they're professional, but I'd like you to have you introduce yourselves, where you came from, what you're doing, and where you're going.
All right, so my name is Madison Russell, and I'm a junior at Hot Springs High School, and I'm looking at going for marine biology.
I'm Calden S. I'm a senior from Kennebec, and I might be taking over the family ranch after this.
Can I speak, Chairman?
Senator Colbeck.
It's been a tough week for a lot of representatives and senators, and I'm going to tell you something about the pages. They were absolutely a remarkable group, and they probably helped a lot of us get through this week. And today, I got a note on my desk from the pages that I personally want to thank them for. We do not get messages like that that come from the heart. And I really want to thank you, Pages, for what you did, especially for me this week, because it today makes it all worthwhile. Thank you.
I could add to that, but I won't. So thank you. Are there any other introductions or personal privileges part of the committee? Okay, what we'll do... I want to remind people that all the testimony goes through the chair that keeps the meeting organized. And what we're going to do today is we're going to continue with Senate Bill 36. We won't take testimony on the bill itself, but as most are aware by now, we have an amendment, and we'll take testimony on the amendment, and then we'll proceed with the regular course of the bill. So,
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Senator Kamak.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Amendment 36 FB.
Second.
Moved by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Stalzer to move Amendment 36 B for discussion interaction. So that's Senator Kamak.
I just have a quick comment. This Amendment 36 FB is a result of all of the stakeholders working together, and I believe that this is the result of some good work on some legislation. So there'll be some folks that comment on it.
Thank you. A lot of work's gone into this bill, and a lot of confusion and a lot of days, and so we'll be happy to hear it and go from there. So are there proponents for the amendment?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good
morning. And members of the committee. Again, Jim Twilliger with the Bureau of Finance Management, and just asking you to support the amendment 36FB. Again, we had a long hearing on the bill. We got together with the folks at the retailers and with the petroleum marketers and everyone, some of the folks that were opposing the bill as originally proposed. And so just wanted to thank them. We got together, worked through it. 36FB, we think, will take care of our needs and allow one or two extra days of cash flow for some of those businesses out there. And so what it does is, instead of the payment within two business days of the original filing date for electronic filing, this sets a hard date of the 25th of the month for electronic payment. And so when we look through the calendar, that does take care of some of the cash flow needs that we had talked about in the original testimony. And also it does, it's a fairly lengthy amendment. I'm not going to get down into the technical details unless anyone has any questions. Then the third page of the amendment does have language that essentially waives any interest or penalties for the first year of implementation if the payment isn't made within this new time frame that's proposed in Senate Bill 36. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank all the folks that were involved as we worked through it, and certainly appreciate that, and would ask you to support the amendment and the bill.
Thank you. Do we have other people who would like to speak for the amendment?
Mr. Chairman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sean Lyons, South Dakota Retailers Association, members of the committee. Senator Kamak wanted us to go and play nice, was, I believe, the last motion that this committee had. And so we had numerous meetings, both here in the Capitol and across the street at our office with the stakeholders, including the petroleum marketers and the CPAs. And I think the licensed beverage dealers, got involved as well. But I want to thank Deputy Commissioner Twilliger in particular in working with us, as well as Deputy Secretary Weiss from the Department of Revenue, of listening to our suggested amendment that's before you this morning. And the language, as Jim talked about on the third page, I think is very important to our members as this change perhaps goes forward, and would ask you to respectfully pass the amendment and the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Donna Lightsky. I represent the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association. And we did all get together. I'm not going to repeat previous comments, but we did work out something that was acceptable to all groups. In particular, the last section was important to my members as it deals with audits in the future, and that safeguard in there. We like the dates. We completely support this, and we ask you to support this amendment and the bill and to pass it. And I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else who would like to testify for the amendment? Do we have anyone that would like to testify in opposition to the amendment? Hearing none. Questions from the committee? Senator Russell.
This would be for Mr. Twilliger. There isn't anything in the amendment or the bill that would eliminate or force anybody else to that currently files a paper to file electronically. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct, Senator. This is nothing that forces anyone to file electronically. You can still file by paper.
Very good. That's my only question.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? I have a question, just general question. Better stick by the book. Terwilliger?
That's his name.
Okay. Thanks. Does this affect the paper filers in any way?
Mr. Chairman, no. Not for any monthly paper filers.
Sorry, I asked the question. Hey, thank you.
You're okay.
Thanks a lot. You can, go ahead. I don't have any other questions. No other questions? Well, and we'll close it to committee.
Well,
oh, for crying out. Excuse me, Senator Russell. You want this coffee? We'll close it to closing it.
Committee, yeah.
Yeah. Committee discussion and action.
We need to vote on the amendment.
Right, we have to put the amendment on. Chair will entertain any motions from the committee.
I think we have a motion.
Oh, wait, we have that motion. Friday. Yeah. We're going to vote on the motion that's now on the table. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Chair.
Amendment passes. Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we recommend due pass on Senate Bill 36 as amended.
A second.
Been a motion by Senator Kamak, a second by Senator Kolbeck to move Senate Bill 36 to the Senate floor amended. Is there any discussion? Thanks. With that, the secretary will call the roll, and those will, in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Otten? Russell?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Frerichs? Kolbeck?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye. Having received a majority vote of the members-elect, Senate Bill 36 will pass to the Senate floor, due pass as amended.
Can we take that to consent?
No.
I make comment.
Go ahead, Senator Kolbeck.
I would like to thank
you.
All you people for getting together and on this here issue with this Bill 36, and I would like to thank Senator Kamak for his work with you guys on this as well. We've hung on to this for quite some time, so I appreciate all you guys did. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I have one comment.
Senator Kamak.
I want to thank the chair for your patience and be willing to defer this matter until we can bring it to a reasonable solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kamak, and I'd like to thank all of you for your patience and hard work and for your patience in the committee here with the chairman. So with that, if there are no other comments or discussion or anything to talk about, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Senator Kolbeck, second by Kamak to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting's adjourned.